Hello and welcome to Better by the Minute Life with Becca. My name is Becca Dukes, and as we have for many months now, we are bringing to you things that are empowering, things that allow you to be able to make decisions and choices in different areas of life. And this evening, I'm super excited, okay? Something that I have been really working on in my own life is creating a non-toxic environment. And in creating a non-toxic environment, it's not just food, it's not just, you know, the skincare, hair care, but it's actually what we use in cleaning our homes also. And this evening, I have with me the co-founder of a company called Nature Direct. And Nature Direct, I am just absolutely loving the products. Not only do they clean good, they smell good, and they're not manufactured in the United States, which with them being manufactured in Australia, I'm okay with that. So Jeanette Anderson, welcome to Better by the Minute Life with Becca.
Thank you, Becca. I'm really happy to be here.
So Jeanette, you have a long-standing history in sales.
I do.
And as a woman in another country, you have expanded in this brand, Nature Direct, now throughout the world, but you didn't start here. Share with us a little bit about yourself and what has brought you to where you are now.
Well, I'll make it short. So I'm married to Gary for 42 years, a long time. I have two children, two girls, and one living in San Diego and the other in Melbourne. And I'm a relatively new grandmother. I have a 14-month-old grandson. But when I started in this industry, it was 1990. So, and I'm not going to cover every year, but it was a tough time economically and financially for many people across the world. We had, you know, this was before the GFC. Interest rates were very high, 18-19%. So I basically, I had two little girls, and I decided I wanted to earn some money around my family. So I joined a company that actually manufactured and distributed educational products. And I stayed with that company for a number of years. But part of that, if you like, expansion was getting on a plane and going off to the US and actually helping this company to launch in the US and merge with a company called Highlights for Children, which many people do recognize in the US because they grew up with it.
I grew up with it. Yep. My boys, my older boys grew up with it.
Yep.
Absolutely. I love Highlights for Children.
Yep. So their products became available over here, which was great. And then, so I was based out of Columbus, Ohio. But as part of that, we went to lots of different small towns around the US, building up and basically introducing these Australian products to the US market. And I remember one particular time getting off a plane on my own, and I was at Pittsburgh Airport. It was freezing cold and snowing. So I caught a cab. Remember, this is before mobile phones. Gosh, was there such a time? Yes. And I said, he said, where are you staying, ma'am? And I said, well, I'm staying at the Radisson. Which one? There's three of them. Heavens above. So, you know, little experiences like that. I remember every time I think about traveling overseas on my own and doing those kind of launches, it was at the time, it was a big thing. And I look back now, I think, I can't believe I did that. But anyway, that was that part of my life. And then I actually was approached by a US company out of Dallas to actually set up a very different model for their product. And that company was a natural health type company. And that really, and I was already that way inclined anyway towards natural products. And I'll perhaps explain a bit of that later. But it was interesting to watch how they saw Australia as a more greener, environmentally forward, market than even the US at the time. And so I became part of that company. So I actually became the National Sales and Training Director. And I was based in Australia, and I looked after a particular model. Now, this model was really very innovative at the time. It was a combination of your network marketing model, which is, as many people know, would be a huge opportunity for people to expand as part of for their life and bring lots of opportunities. But what also it did for me and what it did for the market over here was it introduced a retail platform, which many people would recognize as commonly as a name called Party Plan.
In people's homes, Party Plan, you've got the consultant that comes into the home, does a presentation, you invite your friends, and then you earn product based on what your friends have decided to purchase, that type thing.
And, you know, we had a very strong message. It was around educational products at the time when we started, when I started in Party Plan. Then when I was working with the company out of Dallas, their message was even stronger as well, because of course it was around natural health. And then they were investigating a product that was actually developed in Switzerland. And so, and it was a natural disinfectant. And so it sort of fitted with the whole low-tox living, no-tox and non-toxic, or certainly low-tox. It's very difficult to be non-toxic in our world. You've got to be realistic. So they were investigating this particular product. So the guy I was working with, who was at the time the CEO of the company, Neil Reed, he and I basically, and our key person over in Australia. And so we worked to develop a proposal about what it would look like to introduce this product into the market. And keep in mind that this company was based out of Dallas and had a very broad spectrum of distributorships throughout the world. They decided not to go ahead with it. And they actually pulled back their business for several reasons to do with their expansion into the Asian market. And so Neil basically picked up the phone one Saturday morning and said, look, you know what? I think we should do this ourselves. This is a strong product. And so we did. I mean, literally from scratch, from the moment of thinking, okay, that's a good idea. How much is it going to cost us? What are we going to call the company? What color is it going to be? So it was true startup before startup was actually even a word. So that was interesting.
So you're a mom. You have two little girls. Mm-hmm. You want to make some extra money for your family.
Yeah.
And you created an empire. Not once.
It's interesting to see when I look back exactly how that began, but it literally started from 10 people. We had 10 people in Australia basically go out and do what each of us were doing. And I think one of the things the network marketing model taught me was that duplication is a big factor. And in fact, I started with that particular company at the time, and I was able to build a team myself, and I had over 18,000 people in my team
in that 4-year period. 18,000 people. Wow.
So then when we decided to become part of, when we decided to start Nature Direct, we had that vision, if you like, of what it might look like. It didn't start off looking like that. It started off in the garage of my business partner's home, he and his wife, Robbie. And it started with 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 people, actually, in three sort of main areas across Australia. And we literally went out there with our goodies and basically started to spread this message of this product and how it could really improve their lives. And that sent us down this spiral of really discovering what low-tox living actually is. And I'll just tell a quick story as well. Our lawyer basically said to us, you need to put a patent on this product and sort of, if you like, copyright laws around the product. He said, how would you describe this disinfectant? I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, that's okay. So don't worry. I'll go and find what the competition is doing, and we'll just copy those words. Okay, because you have to give a description of what the product looks like, of what it is. And he came back about a week later and said, there isn't anything out there, is there? I said, no. That's what we've been led to believe. He said, well, they're right. There's nothing out there. There's nothing like this plant-based essential oil biocide, which is a very scary word in the chemical world. So we had to start from scratch, literally from describing what this product could do. And that was exciting, but very, very scary as well, because our houses were actually on the line. We put everything into this business. So it was a case of you either do it or you don't do it, and you fail. And we just basically one foot in front of the other, just got out there, talked about this product, spread this message of low-tox living and what that might look like. And here we are. Heavens, we're actually coming up to our 14th year this year, in October.
So the 14th year.
14 years, yep.
And how many countries?
Well, at the time, for the first 10 years, we only had Australia and New Zealand. We pulled out of New Zealand because we chose to start our product in Christchurch, and 2 months later they had their big earthquake. And it just became untenable to continue in that market because a couple of key people were actually in Christchurch. So that was a step backwards. So really, Australia's a big country, and they're as big as the US, perhaps certainly not as many people, of course. So really, that's fundamentally how we grew from there. And looking back now, we had some tremendous highs and some tremendous lows as well during the GFC, for example, because we started in 2007, and in 2008, of course, the GFC hit the world. So we were smack bang in the middle of that when we decided to really ramp up Nature Direct and grow it very quickly. So we worked day and night and came up with everything you see, everything. Every label, every brochure, we had to basically write it. We had to develop a training program for our distributor team, a customer service department for our customers. So every single thing, we had to start from scratch, all around this particular product. That's how powerful we knew this product would be.
Wow. And it is powerful. Like I said, I am absolutely loving it. Hmm. So now how many countries? Is it available in?
It's available in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, US, and the UK at this stage. Yeah.
I know that I have customers in other countries that use shippers.
Yep.
And
yep.
Have Nature Direct products going to their countries. So
wow.
Yep. I can't wait until we're able to ship direct to them.
Yeah.
Because
I'll certainly do my best to help that.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yep.
Now, what are some of the benefits that you personally have experienced from doing a low toxic living and including these type of products in your daily life?
Okay. I think probably one of the main benefits is that in the last 10, 15 years, we've all become very conscious of climate, environment, and now more so than ever. I mean, you only have to look across the world to see what's happening with weather cycles and everything. So I guess it really began, my mother was, I really attribute many of those that drive within me to my mother, because she was always a very conscious consumer. And so she lived through two world wars, so that very frugal and very making sure that you reuse and recycle and before it became a thing. And I think being a conscious consumer is a big part of who we are. So what we started to find when we looked into these products was that they were very much greenwashed. A lot of products on the market were greenwashed. I'm not sure if you understand that term, but
no, explain it to us.
So greenwashed is where they claim something and it's basically not exactly as it seems, and yet it might have a green label or leaves or fresh natural fragrance and these types of marketing clauses that, of course, basically, and many of us have walked down the supermarket aisle and pick up things and we'll see products like this where it's green and there's a meadow and a river running through, so it's very fresh and everybody should have it in their home. And then suddenly you start to read the warnings on something like this: eye irritant, keep out of reach of children and pets, highly flammable, avoid contact with food and food utensils. may irritate eyes. Avoid spraying near eyes. Before using the product throughout your home, use in one room and wait 24 hours before, just to ensure that no one has any physical reaction to the product. Aspirin allergy sufferers. Now, this is a very well-known brand. Aspirin allergy sufferers. Consult your doctor before using this product in your home. Before spraying, remove birds. After use, ventilate normally prior to returning birds to the treated area. Now, you know, that's a common product that was available on people's shelves, and I'm not going to be sanctimonious because this was mine. So many of us are taken in by that greenwash, the ads on TV, and you see them, and doesn't every mother with young children want some kind of, they want a healthy, sustainable, clean life for their children and their families, and they go searching for these products. But what they don't understand is that there's a lot of barriers around actually determining what's actually in a product. And that really sent me down the path of really discovering it in my own home. Labeling on food, for example, which many people do anyway. They read everything that is on the label, but you would read everything that even skincare to this day. We have a very strict guideline in Australia where skincare has to reveal every single component. Not all chemicals are bad. In fact, even water is a chemical. But the point is that we have to be very transparent around it. And being a conscious consumer can often be very expensive. That's another thing. So, you know, these days we're conscious of climate. So many people have solar panels and they're starting to use, drive electric cars. Now, they're very expensive items to actually really invest in. And they're probably the penultimate time in your life when you want to be that conscious consumer and put your money where your mouth is, basically. But what we found when we started to embark on talking to the public, and we were doing hundreds and hundreds of parties, if you like, a week, so we could actually really ascertain what was going on in people's homes. And whilst people were reading ingredients on their food and being very cautious about organic, natural foods, staying away from processed foods, the last thing they started to change was what they were using in their home. So when you start to try and look for ingredients on a cleaning product, it's impossible, mostly because they're greenwashed. Secondly, because there's no proprietary requirement for any company in the US or Australia, and many companies, certainly the EU, European market, are much stronger and stricter on these guidelines. And of course, what happens is people have no idea what's in an ingredient. But what you do know is when you start to pick up a product and you have a warning like that, which I've actually just read out.
Well, and with that warning, you know, when you're mining, the whole canary in the mine scenario. Yep. Why did they have the canary in the mine? If the canary drops dead, there's something toxic in the area, and they're giving a heads up, hey, take your birds out right now before even spraying this. So that's like, you know, let's look at that as a clue, a heads
up. It's pretty cool. Yep.
That this could be very hazardous.
Yep. And I had a child with eczema and a husband with asthma. In fact, my older daughter also had a bit of asthma as well. And that was very scary. So I started to look for products that were, as I said, really, truly non-toxic. And it was very hard to find a plant-based cleaning solution. And of course, many people had invested in microfiber, which there's some, you know, a lot of microfiber costs, but it's very difficult to microfiber smell. So you can't microfiber the air. So this product that we actually developed that was originally formulated in Switzerland, they were actually based in Provence where they were manufacturing it. So we have the rights for this particular formula. And the scientists there were very, very exacting in what went into the products and how to use them and what the benefits were. And one of them is air quality. Air quality is really critical for people with asthma, any kind of lung condition, eczema, of course, which is a precursor to asthma. So these types of things really, really started to hit home. I was then able to access a study at the time of one of the big, large health organisations over here who are investigating children's allergies. In fact, Melbourne is said to be the capital of children's allergies in the world. I can probably believe it. And so it was then that I discovered something about cleaning products that became really, were really insidious, and about air quality. And it's what they call VOCs, volatile organic compounds. And you often can't smell them. You can't see them. But sometimes you might smell them. I mean, many people remember that new car smell. When you walk into a house and it's got freshly painted walls or new carpet or new furniture, it's that smell that comes. And very quickly you become adapted to that smell. You actually can't smell it after a few minutes. So VOCs are probably are really something close to my heart. I always look for something that's VOC-free, pH neutral, and our products, the Nature Direct products, are VOC-free, they're plant-based, and they're pH neutral. So they were the key factors for us to actually knew we're onto a good thing because of those factors.
Well, and I myself used to suffer from asthma. And cleaning house, it took me a day or two to recover just respiratory wise and get all of that out, because we were using those products that are, you know, advertised as being, you know, killing 99.9% of all bacteria, viruses, and all those other things. Yeah. And it killed me.
Yeah. It would, yes, eventually, because, you know, when you breathe in something, it's any kind of synthetic product, any product actually, is within your bloodstream within 26 seconds in every organ of your body, because you are literally, it's so fundamental to have clean air. And what people don't understand is that the air in the home is 80% more toxic than the air outside. That's a big factor. And I'm not sure about you, Becca, but I remember when my children were young, I would buy several products and mix them, because you really wanted to make sure that everything was clean and germ-free. Yes. And so that's what we did. We just mixed them. And yet innately I knew that they were toxic, because I'd say to my husband, take the girls up to the playground while I clean the shower. And then what we would do is even worse. We'd make sure that many of us have cleaned the shower naked, because you wouldn't want to get any bleach on your clothing. So things like that, these silly practices that we went down the pathway of actually doing. Of course, you know, the good thing about Nature Direct is that, you know, basically they're very sustainable. That was the other thing. It was a big factor for me, being very sustainable.
Well, we need to go to a break real quick. We are going to be coming back in just a few minutes talking about the specific products that Nature Direct has brought to us that does not have any of those VOCs, isn't going to affect those of you who are suffering with breathing conditions. You're going to love them. We'll be right back on Better by the Minute Life with Becca on KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz. are back with Better by the Minute Life with Becca. My name again is Becca Dukes, and visit my website, betterbythemintelife.com. On my website, I have all the replays from our previous episodes here on KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz, and information about my guests, more information about the products or the services that they offer, and how you too can get in contact with them. Now, this evening we have with us Jeanette Anderson, and Jeanette Anderson is one of the co-founders of a company called Nature Direct. Now, Jeanette, share with me, you were sharing a little bit over the break, Nature Direct has won some awards for their product. Share with us a little bit about those awards.
Well, we were nominated, myself, I was nominated three times for Telstra, which is a big sort of telecom company, businesswoman of the year. And that was a great process, actually. It really gives you an opportunity to delve into yourself and to what business looks like. For women in particular, you and I would have started our careers in the 80s, I guess, in the 70s and the 80s. So I was, because I'm 65. So, business with women didn't look quite like it does now. But in addition to that, we had a team of distributors who were absolutely passionate advocates for health and wellness in the home. And then we were basically interviewed by one of our large publications called BRW, which is obviously Business Review Weekly. And they described Nature Direct. I was interviewed by them, how these giants are creating brand fanatics in a digital world. And we were considered to be one of these brand fanatics. And we did have this incredibly powerful team who were very driven to make a difference in people's lives, starting in their home. And that was fundamentally what drove them. And it was a good model. Obviously, they had good products, and they were very ethical and very sustainable. I think that's important as well. And it's becoming more and more important all the time. So these sustainability awards, we've also won an award for sustainability for an organization here in Melbourne. And when we talk about sustainability, it's about basically reusing, reducing what you're actually, your footprint, if you like, and what they call treading lightly in the world. And people love the fact that our products are concentrates, particularly in today's world, shipping costs, and if you like, the food miles around products as well. Why pay for water when you can add it yourself straight out of your kitchen tap? So, for example, one of these little bottles makes up five of those.
Little bottles are 4.2 ounces, and they make five. How many ounces are the spray bottles?
I think they're 16-something ounces, 16.9. Yes, 500 mils. So they last a long time. And these are commercial bottles and commercial triggers, so you don't actually throw them out. You think about the plastic wastage that a lot of products have when you buy them off the shelf. Not to mention some of the toxic packaging that a lot of companies use as well. So this is why a lot of people love this fact that they were paying a bit more for them when they first purchased them the very first time, but they were lasting a long time. So people were starting to replace all of their toxic cleaning products and basically bundling them into a box, ringing their local council and saying, come and get all this stuff. Because I don't know about you, Becca, but we would go to people's homes when we did our parties, and people would show us what was under their kitchen sink and in their laundry cupboard. And, you know, there were multiple different products because you get attracted by some fantastic advertisement about this product and that product. And so suddenly you had a collection of cleaning and air control products that would fit into a big laundry basket. They love the fact that these products replaced all those toxic products. So it created an incredible movement. We're very proud of the team that we had, led by one of our key people in WA, a woman called Carla Hart, who's amazing. And Neil and I basically just really drove this business and across Australia.
Especially for people that are minimalists.
Yes.
Where they don't want a whole bunch of different things to accomplish different purposes.
Yep.
They're amazing. And I have one of the spray bottles that I have been using for 3 years now. They last.
They do. Yep. Yep. They're good.
I've gotten some before. I would buy something and my second, third time using it, the trigger was broken.
Yeah, it's annoying. I know.
So yeah. I love the quality of the dispensers, the quality of the product itself. It smells good. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned the essential oils. Now, what you had in your hand and what I have in my hand, now this goes for, it's called EnviroAir.
Yes.
So share with us a little bit about EnviroAir.
Okay. So in a way, our products are divided into three categories. We have microfiber cloths, which make great tools for cleaning. They're very sustainable. They're really high quality. They're guaranteed for 300 washes. So people can use them knowing that they're, and of course they're fully recyclable as well because they're plastic and they make great tools. So the mainstay of our product would be our cleaning products, but probably our signature products are our air control products. And these are products that you can use to attract and trap particles in the air and get them out of the air in a room, in a living area, anywhere at all where you've actually got smell or dust or pollen or dander or smoke or any kind of highly perfumed smell. This product will attract and trap everything and get it out of the air and leave clean air. And that EnviroAir, this is out, if you like it, one of the ones that you've got, I can see yours in the background there.
It is.
So you would use that, this little machine is a really powerful little unit. I don't actually have one here at the moment, they're in our bedroom. And this machine is designed to basically clean the air using this solution. The solution actually is designed to attract and trap what they call polar particles. And the best way to describe polar particles is perhaps how our children used to describe them. Mummy, look at the fairies coming through the window. That would be the dust that's probably in the air on the shutters. So that fairy dust, of course, is in the air, and many of them you can't actually see. So with the EnviroAir and the EnviroMist, which is our really fast spray, which is basically an air control product that you can use very, very quickly to get rid of smell, to get rid of smoke, and to get rid of those pungent odors in a home. They are designed to basically, they're negatively charged formulas, and they are designed to attract and trap polar or positive particles in the air. It attaches to the spray molecules that attach to these tiny particles and basically dumps them out of the air. You can physically tell the difference when you walk into a room, the doors and windows are shut, you spray this room to get rid of the dust, to get rid of the smell, that stuffy smell that, and we won't talk about mold, but that's certainly one thing it does get rid of as well. So those kinds of odors that you get in a home, you walk in after 20 minutes and literally the air is just completely clean. It's so palpable that you can just almost cut the air.
I tested that. Okay. So we raised Rottweilers. We had a litter of puppies. And when I would go to town was an hour away. I'd do my shopping, come back. I would be gone 6-7 hours. Mm-hmm. And the stench. Of course, they were in their own space, but it drifted into the rest of the house. And I had the EnviroAir by the door. And when I came in, I pulled it out of that cupboard and I would start spraying it just so that I could stand to be in the house. And it worked. It's like I would spray as I'm coming through, go out, get some groceries, come in. And then I was happy to be home. So
it works really well.
It works very well. Yep. Very well. Now let's go to one of, and this is probably my second favorite product. Well, maybe my third favorite product, because I really like the EnviroAir. Keeps my office fresh, keeps the bedrooms fresh, keeps those nasty particles out of the air. We sleep better because you have formulas that are designed specifically for sleep. Mm-hmm. The carpet cleaner. Oh my goodness.
Oh yes.
Saved my home. Especially with those puppies. I have never, ever used a carpet cleaning agent where I could spray it on, use paper towels, get it all up, no, even things that had been stained for months. There was one that was a year when we first bought the house.
Oh, wow.
Well, that happened over a year ago. I got it out with the carpet cleaner.
Yeah, it's a good product. Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah, so share with us, it's non-toxic, yet it's so powerful. What in the formula, I mean, we're not going to give away any secrets, but what can you say about it that makes it work so well?
Okay, it's to do with the negatively charged form of surfactant that is within the solution. And it's designed to attract particles to it. It literally clings to things. That's how it works. And it's a really simple formula. The Enviromist, which is our air control product, has 8 essential oils and 1 plant-based surfactant. They're not complicated formulas. In fact, people are surprised. Well, surely there's what's the active ingredient? Well, it's not actually the ingredient. It's actually the way the product is formulated that actually makes it active. And it's very powerful. I'll have to tell you a quick story about carpet. We've been a Dalmatian family our whole lives. And a few years ago, our carpet is called Donkey Grey. You can only imagine what that colour looks like. It's like a light grey. Underneath my husband's desk downstairs, there was a stain on the carpet. And so I used the carpet upholstery cleaner. And Gary said to me, it's taken the colour out of the carpet. I said, it can't, it's impossible. He said, no, look, it's lighter. It's taken the color out of the carpet. Some months later, we had our carpet cleaned across our downstairs carpet. And I spoke to the guy who was doing the carpet cleaning. He said, no, that part's actually, that's clean. The rest of it was dirty. And that's what it did. It was really, when you use it as a spot cleaner, be careful, because what will happen is everything else comes up really, it's really obvious that it's actually clean.
Yeah, most definitely.
It is. So, and if you have, in my house, I'm not sure whether you have a two-story house or whether you have a basement in your home, but one of the best things about our products is that because they're concentrates, you can buy extra spray bottles. And that way, with animal accidents, for example, pet accidents, you've got to have the bottle right there so you can get it and where it's handy. So I have about 3 or 4 bottles. I have one in our garage, one in the kitchen, one upstairs, so that they're ready to fire away whenever there's any of those pet accidents or any coffee gets spilled on the carpet or anything like that. Even your clothes, it's really infuriating when you're getting ready to go out somewhere and suddenly you think, oh my gosh, what on earth has happened here? You can actually use the carpet upholstery cleaner and pre-wash cleaner on your clothing whilst you're in them. So it's a very safe product.
I had not thought about that.
It's very clever.
With teenage boys always staining their t-shirts, it's like you buy it, they wear it once, it's no longer good. So now I'm gonna have to put that to the test.
Yep, makes a difference. Yep.
Now in the kitchen, washing the counters, you have that cleaning.
My super strength, yep.
Is that the one, the super strength, is that the one that you would recommend for like daily counter cleaning?
Yep. Counters, hot plates, ovens, baking dishes. When you are, for example, sometimes you'll be having a baked dinner or grilling a barbecue and you forget to clean the tray and suddenly you think, oh my gosh, I forgot to clean that. It was sitting on the side. Use the super strength, spray it liberally and let it sit there overnight, and then the next morning it's a hell of a lot easier to clean. So you can use it in so many situations. It's a great cleaner. It's also a really good floor cleaner. Until last year we had a very old dog, our old Dalmatian, and we have boards and tiles in our home, but when the sun would hit the floor, and you're going to really notice this, Becca, with your Rottweilers, they dribble. You know, suddenly they get hungry and they dribble, and it didn't matter what I would try on the floor. I've tried everything. I'm a big advocate for other companies who have green products as well. I thought, I'll give it a go, see what it's like. I would try other products and I could still see the dribble marks across the floor whenever the sun hits the floor. You know, one spray of the super strength and 5 mils, which is about, what's that in ounces? Very, very little.
So 1 ounce is 30 mils.
1 ounce is 30 mils. So, but one's 5 mils. So basically one cap of those is 5 mils in a bucket of hot water when you wash the floor. And then what I do is I keep the spray bottle on the side of the bucket so that if I get to any spots where there's any dribble marks, I can quickly spray it. Let it sit for like 10, 15 seconds maximum, and then wipe away. It's disappeared. It is the best floor cleaner ever.
That's fantastic.
It's a great floor cleaner. Listen to me, I'm getting excited about cleaning floors. It's important, particularly when you have animals as well and young children, because I'm not in the habit of crawling around and on the floor, though I do lately with my little grandson. But like dogs, for example, you know, small dogs, small animals. I have a friend, Louise, who has a tiny, tiny little Yorkshire Terrier. And this dog weighs like 1.5 kilos. And, you know, they have small livers, so it's important that you are considerate of that. In fact, I'll quickly share a story, if I may, about going back to the subject of VOCs. In the early days when we started Nature Direct, I was part of a cleaning organisation. They were called Clean Scene. And what they did is they actually measured the VOC levels at a childcare centre, a kindergarten. And so they measured the air quality at night. And then in the when they cleaned, and then they basically measured them in the morning when the children were actually present within the childcare centre. And they found that the acceptable level of VOCs at 6 foot or 1.8 metres was less than 0.01%. But in the 12 inches or 30 centimetres from the floor, the level of VOCs was more than 1,000 times the acceptable level.
Wow, 1,000 times the acceptable level of VOCs down where the babies are crawling.
That's right. And your pets are pets, because what happens, VOCs are very heavy molecules. And I don't know, but I've got several family members who are in the Greek community. And I remember walking into the house and you could smell the bleach the minute you walked into the house. And that bleach smell is obviously very, very high and insidiously high with VOCs. Mm-hmm. But these childcare centres, basically, the molecules just drop to the floor. So these babies are playing around and children are crawling around on the floor, sitting there having their story time in an environment where they are so toxic. The air is so toxic at that point. So what we have had in Becca as well in Australia, we have a very, very, very large community of childcare centres, children's services, councils, local councils who actually use NatureDirect as well.
That's awesome. Now back to the pets. I remember when there was this handy dandy little mop on a metal rod and you put this pad on the bottom and you wipe the floors, and couple months later, they've got warnings about toxicity for your pets. Because like you said earlier, if it goes on the skin 26 seconds, it's in your bloodstream. Your pets are nonstop on the floor. Anything you use for cleaning or anything that falls on the floor, because they're not wearing shoes to protect them from it.
No.
And they lay on the floor all day long.
Yeah.
They've got their noses within inches of the floor all day long. Mm-hmm. And they're breathing all these toxins in.
Yeah, it's frightful when you think about it.
We spend so much love and time and money on our pets. Let's not forget about what we're using to clean the environment that they're living in, let alone ourselves and our children.
Mm. It's actually what they consider the toxicity levels within cleaning products are what they call an obstacle to health. And I know you and I deal with people all the time, but where they've been incredibly sick and really unwell, but there's often a missing link. What is it? I'm still not well. I'm still got this asthma. I've still got this dry cough. I've still got this, particularly in today's climate. You know, have you ever considered changing your cleaning products? The money people spend on trying to get well with any number of concoctions that they can basically access through the internet or down at the local supermarkets or chemist pharmacies, when really sometimes it's as simple as changing your cleaning products.
I was at a point because of my asthma and getting tired of taking those days to recover after cleaning where I was making my own cleaning products.
Hmm.
But it took more time than what I had.
Yep.
So when I found the Nature Direct products and tried them, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try it just to see. I love the concept that I can get this little concentrate. I can dilute it to whatever dilution I need that's going to, you know, not be hard on my respiratory system. I was able to do full strength just as the bottle recommends. Use it and no side effects for myself.
Mm. Yep.
I'm important. You're important.
Yep.
Our self-care includes the toxins that are in our environment, the food that goes in our body, all of these things. We forget about self-care. And I've talked about that, and I've had guests talk about self-care. And this is just part of it, don't you think, Jeanette?
Very much so. To give you an indication of the level of detail that our scientists go to actually choose the ingredients, I'll describe it to you. These products are fit for purpose cleaning products. They're not made at the kitchen sink. So when he chooses, for example, I'll use our sleep formula, our adult sleep formula, which is actually a sleep anti-anxiety formula for our EnviroAir machine, which is that machine you have it in your back in the background there.
Uh-huh.
He chooses the essential oils that are what's called indigenous. So basically, they're well crafted, but they're crafted, farmed or harvested from the country of origin. So the lavender, for example, it's only grown in Provence. It's grown on the south side of Mont Ventoux, which is, if you've ever watched the Tour de France, you'll see this mountain covered with snow. It's harvested when it's no higher than 30 centimetres, which is 12 inches. It must be grown in like a chalk, corky soil. And that's basically gives him the properties he needs for that level of effectiveness. The vanilla only comes from Madagascar because that's where it's native. The eucalyptus is sourced from northern Tasmania in Australia. The thyme, the wild thyme is only sourced in a particular part of in the Mediterranean area as well. So the detail is really pronounced, and that's what that kind of effectiveness and formulation. There's a lot of thought that's gone into these products.
It sounds like
they're just not a matter of basically getting some coconut oil or perhaps some alcohol, which of course is synthetic, mostly synthetic, and then using other products and making your own cleaning products. And they're quite dangerous as well. So that's something to be aware of.
Can you share a little bit about synthetic fragrances and how they affect the
health? Yep. Well, firstly, they're probably one of the biggest guilty parties of what they call greenwashing. And that's prevalent across the US, Australia, and Canada, and certainly parts of Europe as well. So whenever you see something that says fragrance, then you can be absolutely hand on heart convinced that that's a synthetic fragrance. Because basically, why would they not use that rather than saying lemon or whatever, or cinnamon? So a synthetic fragrance is very high in also in VOCs, and very high in phthalates as well, which is basically an endocrine disruptor. And I could talk for hours on this subject, but, you know, synthetic fragrance, synthetic colours, synthetic anything in a product is really, it's a man-made product as opposed to something made from nature. And I guess that the name of our company says it all, nature, direct to you. And that's really where the drive and the passion of our distributor team. You wouldn't believe the number of referrals we get from people. You know, my girlfriend has that machine. I've got a child with eczema. I've got a child with asthma. Can you recommend a particular product? And they're looking for something that's natural because they're tired of spraying, particularly in today's climate with disinfectant. People are disinfecting their lives, everything in their life. And when you understand how toxic these products are, you can really appreciate why there is this missing link with people's health simply because of what they're spraying and what they're cleaning within their home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jeanette, I've watched you over the last 4 years, because I think it was about 4 years that you were brought into the umbrella of the company that I have just been, I've had so much gratitude for them, because I'm a new person. And having the Nature Direct products has just really added to that. You have been an incredible mentor and leader within the company. And all of your travels, I remember when you were here in this, what would you say to women, whether they're a stay-at-home mom, somebody that's interested in possibly creating their own business, what words of wisdom do you have that you could share with us as encouragement just for women in general and taking a stance in business?
Wow. What would I say to them? What would I say to myself, my 33-year-old self, when I started in this industry? Really, you've got nothing to lose. It was a business I started on a few hundred dollars. In fact, to be honest with you, I borrowed $147 from my mother, because back then, at the time, my husband had actually lost his job. It was during a tough time. And I thought, Mum, I'm going to give it a go. And I thought, well, what have I got to lose? I'll give it 6 months. I'll give it 12 months. I'll wait till my children are at primary school, and then I'll go and get a real job. I'll wait till they're at high school, and then I'll go and get a real job. I'll wait till they're at university, and then I'll go and get a real job. And here I am, because guess what? This is a real job. It's a real business. And I know that people like you, myself, and the people you and I work with every day of the week, you know, we really are offering an opportunity where women in particular can change their lives. I mean, my theory at the time was, I'm going to work at night when my husband's looking after our children, so I can be home in the day and I can look after his children. So it was a perfect situation. And of course, nowadays with the digital world that we have, I mean, the opportunities are endless. They really are.
They really are. Jeanette, thank you so much for making the time for me and our listeners. You have such an incredible story, an incredible product that has really enhanced and created a better by the minute life for myself and my family. And I know many, many others. Thank you again. And I hope to have you on as another interview in regards to women in business. Everyone, you have been listening to Better by the Minute Life with Becca, with Jeanette Anderson of Nature's Direct. And I absolutely love the accent from Australia. I know you all enjoyed it as well. Thank you so much, Jeanette, for joining us.
Thank you, Becca.
Don't forget to go to my website, betterbythemintelife.com, to get more information about Nature Direct. See you next time on Better by the Minute Life with Becca on KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz. Bye for now.